Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Welcome back, Spirituality What? Family. Yes, it's Wednesday. It's time. New episode. Let's do this. So today we are going to talk to a friend of mine, Shirley Escribano. She is a tattoo artist with about 28 years of experience and a Reiki master who offers what she calls energy therapy tattoos, which is a really cool fusion combining Reiki and sound therapy and a tattoo. She offers Reiki sessions. She does a lot of things. She's a really great person. I met Shirley maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I moved back to Colorado. And a friend had gotten a tattoo by her, and I was like, okay, cool, I need a new tattoo. She recommended Shirley, and I think now Shirley has probably done, probably more than 25 hours of work on me specifically. I love the work that she does. She's a great human being, and I'm excited to get into the details for today. So in part one of our episode, we are going to look into and talk about Shirley's spiritual journey with Reiki and tattoos. We're going to talk about Stardust Reiki and tattoo sessions and what that looks like for her. We're trying to talk about the intention around tattoos and the honor and trust of being a tattoo artist, what it is about tattoos that makes them a spiritual experience, and tattoos as expressions of ourselves, our journey, our healing, and our experience. Thank you for joining us today. Here we go. All right. Welcome to Spirituality What? Today, I am so excited to welcome my good friend, Shirley, to the podcast to talk a little bit about tattoos as spiritual beings, tattoos on these physical bodies with living in this human existence, but as spiritual beings. So Shirley, if you would start by introducing yourself.
Yes. Hi. So I am a tattooer of 20 years of experience, and I am also a Reiki master. So it's a really beautiful way to put the two together, because going back in history with tattooing, it was always a spiritual event. So it was a ritual or rite of passage, and or just like celebrating a new role in the communities. So
milestones.
Exactly. So putting them together just feels right. And I think that gets a little lost in like modern tattooing.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, that's what I do. I'm a tattooer and I'm a Reiki master and an artist.
So I will start with the question that I have all of my interviewees on the podcast answer, which is, what does spirituality mean to you?
Spirituality is a long answer, but
hey, we got all day.
Well, the way I see spirituality is recognizing that we are more than just skin and bones. We are energy beings that are interconnected with the universe and each other. And there's much more than just waking up and going back to bed. Mm-hmm. It's what gives us purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can definitely get on board with that. That's the whole idea of this podcast, right? Is that I talk about this in my very first episode, where I talk about what spirituality means to me. And I find myself saying these two words over and over and over now, but it was just genuine connection, like connecting with anything authentically and genuinely and from, you know, that like base, that just from an inside place, from a different place, you know, not from ego and not from all these other things, but it's all about genuine connection as well. So yeah, so let's get into the topic for today, tattoos. So I did talk a little bit about in my intro, Shirley is somebody that, I don't know, I think I have like four tattoos maybe from you, something like that. So Shirley has been involved in my life from a tattoo perspective. So I'm interested, Shirley, in, you know, what made you, you started with tattoo. So you've been a tattoo mm-hmm. artist for a long time. And like, what made you want to get into Reiki?
You know, honestly, it's now that I can recognize things a little more clearly, it's always been in who I am since I was a little kid, even because my mom told me things that I'm like, why would a little kid do that? But it's just being a nurturing, caring person. So in essence, that's what Reiki is all about.
Yeah.
It's absolutely just love and light in essence. So that I've had always running in the background. I just, I was able to recognize it and bring it forth, but that's for the Reiki part. As a tattooer, I started, as most people do, I got tattooed first and then I started tattooing as a rite of passage, honestly, a big change in life and you need something to help you kind of like recognize and remind yourself of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes move on or just like, I don't know, like, just actually, yeah, recognize it, just earn it.
Yep.
So I got my first tattoo and the tattooer kept telling me, it's like, you should do this. You should do this. It's like, why would you say that? It's like, you should do this. And it's like, I don't know what, like, he was so sure that was, yes, it was very, very interesting. Because I did not know him prior to the tattoo. And part of it was we spent a lot of time because we were co-creating the image for my tattoo. And it just, he came obsessed with telling me that. And I could not, yeah, I could not shake it off my head, him telling me that. So, yeah, things lined up. And I started tattooing and it's been a really interesting journey altogether. And also for many different reasons. But in essence, just like recognizing that at some point you get to a skill of tattooing that you're comfortable and you're able to pretty much help any kind of request that comes to you. But then recognizing that there is some comfort in that experience, but also in the fact that people come to me, the people that come to me need something else besides the tattoo.
Oh, interesting. So it's usually something deeper.
Yes. And it was probably at around year 10, I'm sorry, that I kind of recognized that. It's like, okay, now I'm tattooing pretty good. But I see that the people that come to my chair is not the same kind of customer that comes to the other tattooers.
Oh, interesting. So it was you specifically bringing in this type of person that needed a tattoo for a deeper purpose.
Yes, exactly. And that's what made me think at that point was like, oh, maybe it's because I'm a girl, obviously, in a world of, you know, still
dominated
pretty male.
By males. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. maybe that eases some of the stress or the nervousness, or maybe that's it. Or, and then by the time, I don't know, maybe, I don't even remember when it was that Kat Von D brought the image of a female tattooer to the public.
Yeah, that was like a TV show, right, or something?
It was, yeah, it was. Yeah. But I don't remember if that was like 2000s or something like that.
Yeah.
Then people were like more excited about seeing a female tattooer. Before that, a female tattooer was not a thing.
Oh, interesting.
And a lot of times, sadly to say, because there were so little, there were so even less that were really, really good.
Gotcha.
So now, moving that forth, you start being able to see, oh, look, like a female tattooer on TV. Oh, look, yeah, she could tattoo very well. Mm-hmm. Then more female tattooers had the door open to come forth. Absolutely. And actually make it as a tattooer without being discriminated or all of the terrible things that we've endured.
yeah, exactly.
But yes, I think that then sometimes it was like, oh, I want the girl. Cool. And it's like, okay.
Sure.
But
if it then pays the bills.
Right, right. But then I recognize the important thing that I'm trying to get to is that there was something else that people were gaining or getting from getting tattooed with me. And like digging deeper into that, it's like, well, I give them the time. I give them the space. I listen. And I will like be as nurturing and just supportive as I can while they do get their tattoo. But it's then it's much more than that. Mm-hmm. Because many tattooers are wonderful like that, that they're really, really good with taking care of their customers. But there was something else to it. And then it's like, that's like maybe year 20. I'm like, I'm still like not finding exactly what is it. Still curious. What is it that people find in me giving their service? And that's when like the whole Reiki bit came about. Not quite literally as Reiki, but like, no, it is the fact that we're tapping into much more than just a physical body. We're being spiritual about this.
And the intention, really.
The intention, exactly. Yeah. So from there on, it was like, oh, okay, so this is what's happening. Okay, let's carry it on that way. And it's not until maybe 3-4 years ago that I got into Reiki itself. And that was just like the icing, really. It was like what actually put all the pieces together to being able to understand that every time somebody wants to get tattooed, there's a different need that is not physical. Part of it is physical, but it's spiritual. And it only takes the intention of the person to understand that this is what they're doing. Their soul is asking for something different, or for a shift, or for a reassurance of some sort, or just a relief and a release, that only through the body you can actually make it count. Mm-hmm. Because we are physical, we're in a physical body.
Exactly.
So then it's like, okay, so then this is another level of tattooing, definitely. Yeah.
So how does a session that you do where you involve Reiki look different from a regular or a normal tattoo session?
Yes. Well, I offer different services.
Okay.
I started more as for separating them.
Okay.
As I established my tattooing as a Reiki tattoo service, which is called Stardust Reiki and Wellness.
Okay.
I offered a full Reiki session.
Okay.
And I do Reiki with sound therapy. I believe they
awesome.
Belong together.
Totally.
And after the Reiki session, then we do a small tattoo as a symbol of that healing.
Gotcha. Okay. So is the design of the tattoo driven by the Reiki session as well?
No. In this case, we talk about it. We have a consultation prior and we talk about what is the person's motives and intentions.
Yeah.
What is their desires, what they're going through that they're looking to pinpoint with this healing. So we prepare it ahead of time because gotcha. Then that way I can have them being kind of in that heightened state of the Reiki healing
mm-hmm.
while they get their tattoo. And it just kind of like puts it together better. We could do it separately and create the art after, but I think they will come down from the high of the healing.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Or maybe if it becomes, you know, if the mind gets in the way, then it's going to ruin the whole Reiki session.
I could see that. It completely defeats the purpose at that point.
Yeah, because it could be very stressful to create something that you're worried about being permanent.
Yeah.
With all reason, but, you know, like the permanency makes it stressful. So mm-hmm. I want to eliminate that completely. So we prepare it prior.
Okay. And then people can just come in and relax into the Reiki session, experience that energetic shift, the flow that comes with Reiki, all of those good fun things, and the sound. I have never had a Reiki session with sound before. I think it would be really cool.
Yes.
And then get the tattoo.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So then, but then also realizing that it doesn't have to be separate because it's what I have been doing all this time, whether I knew it or not.
Right.
So what I do now is that I come into work, prepare and ready for a healing experience. And my session, my time with my customers is with that intention from me to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person knows that that's what I offer, good. If they don't know that that's what I'm offering, that's still good because they still
get the benefit.
They do. Exactly. Yeah. So, but yes, it's just kind of like shifting the whole, I'm just getting tattooed. I'm getting this thing over here. It's like, no, yes, but there's so much more.
Yeah. Yes. And yes. And, all of this.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say that, I think I had three tattoos before I came to see Shirley. Two relatively small ones and one like maybe medium-sized one, or like small to medium. And I would say I even though they were very meaningful to me, the experience of getting the tattoo was very like wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, I would even the sort of bigger one. They're very meaningful, but I would say I got the recommendation from a friend to see Shirley, and I was like really excited. I had this really meaningful leg tattoo that I wanted to start on, and it was very, very different. I only have gotten tattoos from like four artists, so it's I don't know all of the ways that everybody works, but it is, you are very intentional. And I felt like with my elephant and all the intricate design that kind of went into that, it was very much like this beautiful co-creation over multiple sessions. And the same with the other leg tattoo, like you really got the symbolism. And like everyone's tattoos are meaningful for them in different ways. And mine are like very, very, every little detail is meaningful. And you really got that. And it was very much, very focused. Your focus in the sessions is only me. And I mean, I loved it. Like you feel so like, I don't know, great. You just get all this attention on you. It's so nice. But I would say that it did feel very different. And now even talking to you about that, I'm like, oh yeah, actually it felt different. Even just going into your shop, it felt different. And it was just, I mean, it's just the one that I went to. Like it was just a tattoo shop. It wasn't like anything special. Shirley was there with other people. It wasn't like just Shirley's space, but it did feel very different. So that is an interesting point that you bring, sort of, you've kind of been doing that all along.
Exactly. And well, now imagine now
I don't know
that I am
if I can. Like,
full,
yeah, like
well, fully
you're going to another
engaged
planet.
with, yes, 100%. But also the fact that it's a huge honor for people to trust you.
Sure,
So
absolutely.
there's no way that I cannot be any less than attentive in just help you cook, like you said, co-create what that symbol, that image, those letters mean to you. It's so important. And it is a rite of passage. I am facilitating a shift in this person's life. So let's mean it. Let's like actually put that intention to it for it to be of the best outcome for their highest good so they can feel better about themselves and keep going and keep being a beautiful being. More beautiful.
More beautiful, exactly. More beautiful. So, you did mention at the beginning, and I have this image in my head that I want to kind of talk through, which is you said that like when somebody comes to you, they may not know that you have this sort of, I don't want to say ulterior motive because it makes it sound bad, but like you kind of do. Like you have this like other thing that you're like secretly, not secretly, but that you're doing, and it's really helpful and good for people, even if they can't see it and don't recognize it and don't feel it. But it's tattoos don't have to be spiritual. They can very much just be. I can't imagine that because for me, all of my tattoos are spiritual and it's been spiritual experience. But I have to recognize, especially for the podcast listeners, like you can just get a tattoo and it doesn't have to be a spiritual experience. It doesn't have to mean anything spiritual to you. I specifically think of like in the US on Halloween, a lot of tattoo artists do these like super cheap 15-minute knock them out sort of, I don't know, easy tattoos or like something like that. And I would imagine that in most cases, that's probably not in general a spiritual experience, but it could be, I guess, for somebody too. But it's not like a one or the other. Like you can have a spiritual experience if you want, but it's really all about the person getting the tattoo.
Exactly. That's
Which
what it
is.
comes to. Because in my opinion, they all are.
I know, like me too. I'm like, well, I mean, to me, they
And they
seem like they
all
all are.
are. It's just that they may not know it. The person is not, it doesn't, they're not there yet, but it's still
Totally.
happening. Every time this is just the way I see it. Every time I do a tattoo, I'm doing a healing. Every time. And the fact that I am, like I mentioned before, I am adding the physical component to the healing. It's almost like it makes a bigger ripple as you're creating a shift.
Sure.
So whether they know it or not, there's always the healing.
Yeah.
When you get tattooed, even the whatever $13 they do, it's just like, oh, they get the itch, and it's like, well, yeah, there's always a good reason to, oh, get a new thing or get a haircut or get a new piece of clothing. Oh, the new phone. It's the new tattoo. Yeah. It's a shift. It's always a shift. So there's always something promoting that shift, whether we know it or not.
Whether we're conscious to it. Absolutely. Right.
There's, exactly.
That just goes back to like, everything happens for a reason. You know, we make all these choices and they're for reasons and for us to have certain experiences so that we can heal and progress and help others and all of that fun stuff as well.
Yeah. So now for them to get in that everybody's life, busy lives, for them to get to me where I can offer this for them, I'm doing everything I can to send them out of my whatever time they spend with me, our experience, send them out in a better state that they came in.
Mm.
Even though I'm tattooing them and putting them through pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want them to come out better than they came in.
Yeah, that's really cool.
How much more beautiful the fact that it's a permanent change, that they can remember, see it and remember, oh, that was when this and this was happening. Oh, and you know, like, oh, look how beautiful it is.
Yes. I love that about my tattoos. Like, I have one on my back that I can't see very well, and Shirley really helped me wrap it around my shoulder so I can actually see it more. But just thinking about like the reasons you get the tattoo, and I mean, I don't know, with somebody with so many tattoos, do you forget any? Do you forget why you got some or when you got some? Never.
Yeah. No. I'm sure that some people do forget why or when, because they're in a different journey.
Yeah, yeah.
But at that moment when they got their tattoo, there was an urge.
Yeah.
And that urge is not physical, in my opinion. It's spiritual. So there is, therefore, the connection with getting tattooed being a healing on its own.
Now, we've talked a little bit about this, like, offline, but there's a lot of history with tattoos. And I know, like, you know, you can go to, I think it's like Thailand and like Hawaii and get stick and poke tattoos in a very sort of spiritual ceremony and context. Are you aware of, or what do you know about like the history of spiritual and religious tattoos and like different, I'm curious, 'cause you talk a lot about healing, and I'm wondering, like, is the history of the spiritual history and the religious history of tattoos all around healing, or is it also other reasons like why you would get a tattoo? Like, I'm also thinking in my head, like, you know, I don't know, somebody goes to war and it's like, I, you know, thousands of years ago, and they're like, oh, you beheaded all these people, you need a tattoo because like you did a good job or something like that.
Well, you know, if you think about it from even that example, it is the healing. It all comes down. For me, it's just, okay, I cannot see it any other way.
Unpack that a little bit. Like, what do you mean when you say, okay, let's use this example. Like, this person goes to war. They behead a bunch of people. They come back and they're like, okay, cool. You did a great job. You beheaded all these people. You're going to get a tattoo. So what does the healing look like there to you?
If I was to analyze that example, I would think that it's the fact that either he did the job that he was requested to do, and it's that celebration. It doesn't have to be the negative aspect of it.
Sure.
Because,
sure.
You know, in life, there's a balance of like good things and bad things. It's, you don't even, I try not to even see things as negative. It's like, oh, that was not what I expected, or that, sure, that hurts, or that's sad.
Doesn't mean
or
it's bad.
That, it doesn't mean it's bad. It's part of the balance.
And that wraps us up for today. What a great first part to this two-part episode. Check us out next week for part two with Shirley to continue the discussion. Check out Shirley on Instagram. She's got a lot of cool pictures and a lot of cool postings. If you're still enjoying this podcast, feel free to follow and tell all of your friends. We're having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun doing this podcast, and I really appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's spirituality adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.